This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Real quick, Bone, if I run you over in the parking lot after the show, you know what to do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know who to call.
Nick Parr?
Yeah.
He's my guy.
Yep.
You think it's just a car, or you think it's anything?
Any four-wheel vehicle. Yeah.
What if you got run over by a bike?
Well, how about one of the scooters? Downtown?
Right, electronic scooter.
Yeah. I think you still can call them.
What about unicycle?
I don't know if I told you guys this. When I went skiing, I actually took out a girl.
Nice.
Whoa. Do you think that would give Nick a call?
Those are all valid questions.
They are.
But a car,
definitely.
Car is, you know exactly
call
what to
Nick
do.
Yes. Car.
Hoverboard, like Back to the Future? I don't know. Maybe not.
Let Bone get to it. It's been a very important segment.
We're 6 days removed from the start of the league year. And now just looking at the Ravens' picture in terms of cap, which they still have multiple moves that they could make in order to free up some more space. But right now, $12.6 million. They restructured Marlon Humphrey already. They could still do the same for Nnamdi Matabike, Lamar Jackson as well, Roquan Smith. I personally wouldn't touch that contract.
Me neither.
But it's an option for you. And the offense, guys, you're pretty much running it back at this point, where you got four or five starters on the offensive line. We've heard from Ronnie Stanley really talk up Andrew Voorhees moving forward, and he started for him last year, got hurt in that Dallas game, and then Patrick McCary took over, and the rest is history. But you would think that he's going to get a crack at it. You got both your starting wide receivers back, adding DeAndre Hopkins, upgrade over Nelson Aguilar. Looks like you're going to return your entire tight end room with Andrews cashing that roster bonus over the weekend.
I don't think that's a guarantee just yet, but we'll see.
I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but it would be out of character for them to pay a $4 million bonus.
But you might get more in trade
because
they're only getting seven.
Now they're only paying him.
You could.
If he only plays half a year, because that's been the case lately, you're still only paying him $1 million a game.
How much have you talked about their cash spent?
Look. We talked at the open of the show, Kevin Willard. Sometimes when you're doing things a certain way and it's not working, you got to be willing to change it up.
Well, right now,
they could trade him at the draft.
I think so.
It's possible.
I think they do still.
It's possible. That's your opinion. I think they roll with him, but we'll see.
He's going to be thrilled playing on that 1 year option.
I'm not saying he's going to be thrilled playing on it. You got your whole running back room back, Cooper Rush added in, Ricard's back, and the offense as a whole still pretty young, where six of the projected starters in their fifth year were younger. And something, if they do end up keeping Mark Andrews, adding in Hopkins, they were first in red zone percentage last year by a pretty wide margin at 74%. So you only got stronger there. But the defense, and that's where I'm kind of wondering, and there's still guys out there. We bring up Calais Campbell's name up a lot, Justin Simmons. We bring up his name up a good bit as well. But they probably got maybe one or two swings in him, you think, in terms of a defensive free agent? I think a lot of this is going to come through the draft, and it's looking more and more likely that they're going to lean into adding to this defense with the 11 picks that they currently have. And there's holes at pretty much every single level of this defense right now. You need at least two defensive linemen. You need another guy on the edge. Who's
going to linebacker?
Who's going to play next to Roquan Smith? Third safety.
Need a free safety.
You need corner with Brandon Stevens gone as well. I think you need some corner depth there too. So Eric DaCosta, Ozzie Newsome before him, they always talk best player available. But right now it's looking like it's going to be a lot of defense.
Yeah, and I think the way this draft lays out, especially up front and front seven personnel, it's one where you're going to probably take multiple bites at the apple. Look, they're always going to draft some offensive linemen, and you always should be drafting offensive linemen. And
we haven't brought it up. Yeah,
if they keep all these picks, you might be taking a shot on a running back you really like who's great value in the sixth or seventh round. You don't want to fight for somebody to try to sign as a street free agent. Kicker at the very end of the draft or something like that could be in play. I mean, if they like a quarterback in day three, you should always take a quarterback. Well, especially when you have this many picks.
Yeah, a developmental guy. And we haven't brought it up yet, but is anyone else shocked they brought back Ben Cleveland? And I'm sure he's making the vet minimum. I'm sure he's making the vet minimum, but after the DUI and just
he's super
how
cheap.
That's played out.
So are a lot of other people.
Yeah.
If they're comfortable with him. They know him.
Comfortable with him. Hey. Was that 0.20?
It was
close to it. Dude,
how much you got to drink to blow 0.20 at his size? It's like a 30 pack.
Yeah. Well, he's also 350 pounds.
That's what he's saying.
That's
exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised they brought him back. It would have been an easy one to distance yourself from.
Yeah.
I know he cooks a mean squirrel.
Yeah.
There's value to that.
Apparently. Now, is he still here after the draft?
Yeah,
if they draft a couple offensive linemen?
He's not going to be guaranteed a roster spot, far from it. Even if he's here during training camp, he's going to have to earn a spot. But I did find it interesting.
Yeah, he's depth piece, sixth lineman maybe, backup guard.
I think he's less than your sixth lineman. They had him get reps at center, right?
Yeah. That was fun.
That was a fun time.
You know?
Yeah. It happened. Well,
hey, we'll switch to baseball next. Rob Bradford, he covers the Red Sox for WEI, also has an Odyssey podcast. Baseball isn't boring. We'll get his thoughts on this Rafael Devers situation. Also, the AL East with Rob next here on The Fan.